Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, you've got a really hunky reporter boyfriend. He is just like walking male energy.
Oh.
Then one day, a symbiote gets in him and he becomes an anti-hero. But you're not really an anti-hero kind of person. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Colin.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Ryan.
Okay. First of all, yes, walking male energy.
Yes, that's what
he is. At first I was like, what is she talking about? And then when I knew that you were talking about our boy Tom Hardy.
Yep. Patrick knew immediately.
You knew when you
when I said walking male energy.
You knew.
I actually earlier when Ryan said before
Why
we started
you say
rolling.
Anything?
What I didn't want to interrupt. Earlier when Ryan said mine's gonna be easy to guess, I was like it'll be Venom related.
How did you know?
I don't know. I just she's the only person I know who's excited about Venom.
I'm excited about Tom Hardy being crazy with a mask on.
Come on. What's wrong with it?
If we were
looks
not
dumb, I think
you're just falling for the fake news that's been written by the Lady
Gaga fans.
Fans
are getting to you.
What Gaga Wait. Fans? What are you saying?
Are they writing fake reviews.
They're writing fake reviews.
Because one of the tank
like,
Venom.
I took my children to go see Venom at a sneak preview.
These are people who are pitting it against A Star Is Born.
Yeah, they're trying to create this drama when it's like one is a superhero movie and one is a romantic drama aimed at adults. Like they do not have the same audience.
They're almost as crazy as Beehive.
We are not calling anyone crazy on SDS. We are not starting any flame art.
Actually, I don't know if I want to get in a fight with Gaga
the
heads. What are they? Oh, yeah, Little Monsters.
I mean, I know that she called them that like 10 years ago.
I think they probably still own that.
That's probably still right.
Yeah.
And we love Gaga.
We do love Gaga. We do. We just listened to her sing that song like 6 times.
Yeah,
you played that video 4 times in a row.
I did, and we sang along. It was great.
No, but I don't really
know the words now. What?
I'm sorry, Patrick.
I don't really like Venom as a character.
See, I think that's what I was trying to get at with my hot take, but I didn't know how to say it. I don't care about Venom.
Yeah. But
no.
You care about Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Tommy H.
I know I've said this. I'm on the record. I went to go see Locke in the theater. That is a movie where Tom Hardy is driving a car for 2 hours.
Does anything happen in the movie?
Yeah, but it's all like, on the phone. Like, there's no scenes that aren't him alone in a car.
Sure.
And I was happy to have spent my $20 at Arclight to see that film.
So better than, like, the Ryan Reynolds Buried Alive movie. What's that called?
Buried Alive with Ryan Reynolds.
Thank you.
That's the podcast, I believe.
Is he buried?
Takes a guess.
Let's find out.
Yeah, buried
puts
them
him
alive.
In a box.
Or, like, trapped in a phone booth with Colin Firth.
Yes. Firth? Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, trapped in a phone with Colin Firth.
Those
right.
people I wouldn't go.
Stuck on an island with Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Yes.
In The Shallows with Blake Lively.
Wait, Tom Hardy was in that? In the Shallows?
Wait, I'm sorry. No, Blake Lively was alone with the sharks.
I'm sorry. I started getting really into Tom Hardy.
That's the thing. And so, like, so we can talk Venom or we can talk my made up thing, but the issue is we have something I don't care about, which is Venom.
Right.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care either.
And on the other hand, we have Tom Hardy in a superhero movie. His last one, I know that Dark Knight Rises is not everyone's favorite of the trilogy, but he's a compelling part of that movie.
Yeah.
He's always great in everything he does.
Yes.
Also, in this movie, I've talked about this before. What is my favorite type of Tom Hardy? Wearing a mask is crazy.
And this is both.
This is both.
This is one as a consequence of the other.
I liked him in Bane, the movie. Yep.
Tom Hardy is stuck in Bane.
I liked him in Maxi Boy in the Road.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to like him in Venom.
I mean, I like the idea that he's an investigative reporter. That is my kind of shit.
You love that.
I love it. Mysteries. Good against evil.
Sure.
Especially when evil's like a corporation or something.
But then maybe evil's in you. Who knows?
Scary. It's evil versus evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's what a hard side. What's wrong with a little anti-hero?
She's going to see it.
I'll see it. Here's the thing. Tom Hardy literally plays in one of my least favorite novels come to television, Wuthering Heights.
Yes.
Love that version of Wuthering Heights.
Wait, really? He's in a version of Wuthering Heights? Yes. Is he the cousin?
Yes. He's Heathcliff.
He's Heathcliff.
And the female lead is the woman that I don't know if they're married, but they have kids together, like his partner. So, and this is when they fell in love.
No. Oh,
so
it's so like
electric.
Real Wait, chemistry.
Hold on.
On screen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Kelly's looking it up.
Hey, Siri, show me Wuthering Heights starring Tom Hardy.
We'll be back in 4.5 hours.
She doesn't find anything.
It's on, I have it on DVD. I can bring it to the cabin this weekend.
So wait a minute. So are we actually considering the real life scenario of you've got someone that you're like head over heels for is like perfect in both like a personal and professional way that you like, you love everything about them, but also they're attached to a symbiote and become
I think it's that, but it's like probably a real life analog is like they're in a death metal band. I have no interest in death metal.
I have no interest in death metal either, but I don't find it like morally objectionable.
Yeah.
No, but like you would have to go to death metal concerts.
No, you wouldn't.
If you're in love with someone, you're not going to go to their shows.
You go to some of them.
You don't have to go to all.
Okay, they're not. It's not just death metal, and I don't know if he counts as death metal. It's like Andrew WK shit. There's like blood being poured on people.
I mean, that's.
Is that death metal or what was his?
No, Andrew WK doesn't really do that either. But
doesn't he have blood spurting on things?
It's probably just like stagey stuff, right?
It's just blood on him.
Oh,
blood.
Well, he has the album cover from his first album where he's covered in blood.
I've just avoided him.
He's great.
Yeah, yeah. And I love it as much as Venom.
All right. So here's the thing. I guess what I'm saying is careful because you're going to lose that boy to someone who does love his dark side.
No, that's what I'm saying is I think I just have to put up with it. If it's it's Tom Hardy as an investigative journalist, I'll put up with Venom.
You will.
But I don't think it's going to be fun.
You're just going to be a supportive girlfriend and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's going to meet like another anti-hero girl. And then he's going to be like, girl, you like rules too much. And we'll be done.
No, opposites attract. Opposites attract.
Yeah, attract and then realize they're not compatible.
I know.
See, here's the thing, is that the opposites have already attracted in this. Because there is a relationship between Eddie Brock and the symbiote.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes,
there's another, you're the other woman.
A little codependent,
if
you ask me.
Yeah, it's too much. Like, they can't go anywhere without each other.
Yeah, nope. Like, seriously, spend, like, one Friday night apart. Yeah. Nope, it won't kill you.
Is there any couple that starts referring to themselves as
we are
Venom? Like, oh.
Yeah, we are Venom.
Like, pump the brakes, guys.
Also, there's something evil happening with you.
All right. I guess it wouldn't work long term. I'm still going to go see the movie.
I'll see it with you. We can go see it together. And I just looked up Tom Hardy in Wuthering Heights. Uh-huh. I've never seen him with that much flowing locks.
He's got flowing locks.
Mm.
Flowing, like, dark brown locks.
No, it's
hard to picture.
Yeah. It's shocking. That girl's really pretty.
Oh, man. She's amazingly
cool. His lady.
I bet their child will be unbelievably good looking.
Oh, is it ugly right now?
I mean, it's baby. Here's the thing. As much as I love Tom Hardy and I literally go to every movie he makes, I don't know. I try not to dig too deep about his personal.
Oh, yeah. Just in case.
Because what if it's ruined?
Yeah, what if we meet and we fall in love? Oh. I don't want to know too much.
Oh, that's not what I thought.
Interesting turn. Not what we thought.
Wait. Because if you met him, you would have to get to know his personal.
Right, but it's better to, you don't want to learn that first. You don't want to know too much about a person.
Right. Have it be equal. He doesn't
and
know
honestly,
too much about
I
you.
Am
unless he listens to this show.
No, I'm joking.
I'm just saying,
that's
like,
not why
his
don't...
name will be in the tags of this episode. Like, maybe he just goes around to the podcast.
You think
store.
He has not the first time I've sent out the Tom Hardy signal. If he was coming for me.
You think you would know already?
Yeah.
Maybe he just wasn't ready.
So, Tom, you can just email us at shippledipshow @gmail.com. That's shipple like nipple and dips like nips.
Well, okay.
No, he's too much.
But he, and here's the thing. The thing I like about Tom Hardy is that he's not handsome, but he's hot.
Absolutely hot.
Like,
yes, but he can clean up. He can clean up pretty well.
But I mean, he has kind of like a Jeremy Renner thing though, where he's like kind of like beat up but sexy
he's
and hot.
So much better looking than
like Chris Hemsworth.
Jeremy,
handsome.
Yeah,
he's better looking than Jeremy, but he's kind of got that like kind of like rough boy. Like
it
he could
like
be a
he's had his nose. Yeah, it looks like he's had his nose broke a couple of times.
Yeah, I like
and,
it.
Yeah,
I like it.
And he's gonna sneer at you.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not Chris Hemsworth. He's not gonna smile all the time.
Yeah, but it's definitely handsome second.
Yeah.
First.
Hot.
Well, and maybe angry too.
We're talking hot chips today.
Ryan was like, not today.
Segway. I never get to be that person.
I know. Did you feel different? Do you feel stronger?
Oh, I didn't know what was happening. I was just really in the Tom Hardy zone.
Here's the thing. When I messed it up the other week, I also had no idea what was happening.
Yeah. When I messed it up like those seven times, I didn't know what was happening.
Any of the times. Even when that one time when we made significant eye contact and I thought we were having a moment.
Oh, I thought we were just connecting about whatever I was wanting to talk about.
That happened just now that Kelly and I were like,
we're like hot.
And you're together.
Like, yeah, but he's like angry. And I was like, Ryan. Here's the thing.
Okay. Hot ships.
Hot ships. Well, it's like birthday Ryan right now. So you're kind of like
I know,
party
I'm
girl.
Living it up.
You're already, you are at the beach in your mind.
I am BDG, birthday girl.
Oh.
Or big dog.
Big dog. Gina.
No, the G is
a big dog. Gina.
I don't know that I like that.
Especially because I just found out my brother and my dad listen to this.
I just meant the name.
Also, right, cool. I maintain that Dave Matthews, even if he put out something in 2018, is not modern music. Paul McCartney put out a record like 2 weeks ago. He is not a modern musician.
Thanks, Patrick.
I like how your brother and dad decide to reveal that they listen to the show right after you drag the Grateful Dead through the mud
know,
for 20
they
minutes.
They really spat on it. Did they tell you after they heard you talk about Grateful Dead?
Yeah. I mean, my dad wrote nice things, but my brother, I forwarded you guys the text he sent me.
Wait, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. That was when, because Patrick, yeah.
I was basically just reiterating text. I'm not embarrassed about this.
Okay, so we had a text exchange.
Uh-huh.
And then my brother chimed in, because we were talking about other stuff, and then my brother chimed in with a screenshot of that Dave Matthews released an album this year.
Oh, I saw that.
2018 is modern.
I saw that.
Anyway.
let's talk hot ships.
Hot ships. Okay.
Look, and we're really dragging our heels on getting to it because no one really knows what we mean when we say hot chips.
Okay.
Does someone have one they feel good about? Because I could just rip the Band-Aid off and then lower the bar.
Okay. Why don't you go for it?
Yeah, lower that bar.
All right. So in season one of Roswell, there's an
I fucking knew this shit.
You can't say you knew it. It's a 65% chance every
hot
week.
Hot ships, what happens in the desert? What? Aliens. Well, fucking Roswell happens in the desert. I fucking knew this shit.
In
no,
season
hot
one.
Hot ships, are you in on this? Why did
Am
you
I
picked
in on
hot
this?
Ships?
I picked hot chips because
you
said,
Ryan's birthday?
Do we have topics or hot
how dare
takes?
You? How
and I
dare
said,
you?
Let's combine them
how
together and just make a hot chips.
How dare you? Show me your phone right now. I need to see your text.
You want to see my phone?
Okay, so it's episode 8. It's called Heat Wave.
Yeah.
Nothing and will stop Ryan.
There you go. It has met the criteria already.
Okay, so and I've talked about these guys, Michael and Maria, before. They're my ship of the show.
Eminem. Yeah, there we go.
Exactly. They have already kissed, but he was like, "Oh, that was just to calm you down." And she's like, "All right, whatever."
That's then, a rude thing to say to someone after kissing them.
But he's very guarded. He doesn't want anyone to see he's vulnerable. So then, but one night it's a heat wave, and she is sweeping up at the Crashdown Cafe where she works as a waitress.
Mm.
And he comes to the door. It's like a glass door. He comes to the door and he's like watching her sweep. Oh, also she is sweeping in bare feet.
Kind
of, like if you have to sweep, then you probably need socks or
shoes. So she's working?
It's the end of her shift. It doesn't make sense. But she's wearing like little cutoff shorts and a tank top because it's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes to the door and then she sees him at the door and she's like, "Oh, I remember when you said you just kissed me to calm me down." And then, but she just thinks it. And then she walks over to the door and then she flips the deadbolt, unlocking it. And then he opens the door and they start making out. And then her best friend comes in, is getting some ice cream because it's very hot. And she sees them make out. And then she decides, "I'm going to go for it with my boyfriend."
Oh,
so it's like some contagious horniness.
Yes, there's horniness everywhere. It's called Heat Wave. Three different couples hook up and kind of break up. But it is a very hot ship.
Is it air conditioned in the Crashdown?
Not at that point.
Because
no, it should be. It's a restaurant. It's probably illegal to not be. But it's very, like, you can tell it's hot. Like, they're sweaty. Like, it's right. Like. Because that was the other thing I was thinking about. Like, there, I can think of, like, love scenes and stuff that are sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just thought of another one. But I was having trouble coming up with ships because, like, I don't think I would want to watch them this hot all the time.
Right, yeah.
No. Miserable.
Yeah.
But my beat... Okay, we don't have to talk more about Roswell. I just want to make sure everyone...
No, I'm... Noted.
the other... And this, I just thought of this. And I did ship them when I watched this when I was a kid. Are you guys familiar with the film Hot Shots?
No.
Oh, yes. And Hot Shots Part 2.
Yes. And are you familiar with the love scene in Hot Shots where he fries an egg on her stomach?
Yes.
I mean, I had forgotten about that entirely. And then you say it, God. And I can see it.
I ship it.
I ship that too.
That was Charlie Sheen and who was the.
That's a fucking breakfast ship.
Oh, no.
That was like 3 months ago we did breakfast ships.
You idiots.
It was pretty. It's a, like, I know that the movies that followed those movies became like the scary movies of the world, which are not very good.
Yeah,
but I like the silliness in those Zucker Brothers movies.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, remember Loaded Weapon?
Yeah,
Loaded Weapon was pretty good.
Right,
Emilio.
Dang, I don't know this movie.
And Kathy Ireland.
Yeah,
It's another of these like parody movies. It was a parody of Lethal Weapon. But it's funny because Loaded Weapon.
What are you driving at?
Because Lethal Weapon implies like an ability to use the weapon in a
lethal way.
Like that you have a skill.
Oh right, Loaded Weapon is lethal for anybody.
Yeah, like who cares?
I'm still not sure I know why it's funny.
I think it's funny because it's dumb. That's all of these things. They're funny because they're dumb.
Do you see a little more joy in
the cover of
Patrick?
Hot Shots? It's they have the airplanes going through their ears. That's dumb.
And
that's why
Hot
it's funny.
Shots as like a take on Top Gun.
Yes.
Is I think that's sort of funny, but not super funny.
Not as funny as Loaded Weapon.
Loaded Weapon is like minorally funny, right?
Okay, what are the titles of these films like the big draw?
Okay, that is Dracula Dead and Loving It.
That is a wonderful movie and a great title.
Great title.
That movie fucking rocks the house.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while, but I would watch it again right now.
Can I tell you guys?
I love Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, like, he's
why I had so much trouble with this ship.
Hmm.
Okay, so I was like, I'm going to look up movies in the desert.
Perfect.
These are the movies that came up. No Country for Old Men. Holes. The Hills Have Eyes.
Ooh.
Do not ship.
The English Patient.
That's pretty shippable.
I mean, it's like kind of a bummer and sad.
Yeah.
But like Raiders, Star Wars.
That's not on my list. There's a lot of movies about Jesus.
That makes sense. That makes
Do you
sense.
Ship Jesus with anyone?
Jesus? Who's nasty?
Judas.
Jesus and Judas. For sure. Right? Are you kidding me?
If someone wrote like a YA reboot and Jesus and Judas.
It's like the young adventures of Jesus.
You know what? Fuck that other ship. My ship is Jesus and Judas. Okay.
Great ship.
So
great
get this.
Ship.
It's the desert is so hot.
It's so hot all the time.
They're walking all around. Mm-hmm. And like all the other apostles. Also, I'm going to really reveal how little I know about Christianity right now.
Keep going. It's
okay.
Cool.
The other apostles, they're like, okay, half of the apostles, they like everything Jesus does. They're like, oh my God, we love it. We love it. We love it. Mm-hmm. Everything yes, you do man. Is amazing. Right? Yes, man. The other half, actually, no, all of them are like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All of them are like that. And except for Judas, kind of like.
This is accurate so far.
Really?
Yeah. So far, you're a scholar. Yeah.
Okay, then Judas, he's like, look, I know about the myth, the legend, Jesus, but I don't know about the man, ooh. Jesus. And Jesus is like, nobody has ever referred to me as just a man before. And Judas is like, that's what I see you as.
This is starting to get a little off.
And he touches him like on the tricep. He's like, that's what I see you as. And Jesus is like, don't touch me. It's the desert. I'm too hot. And then Judas is like, that's right. Oh, why don't we cool off? And then he like splashes some wine on the ground and he's like, I've seen you do it one way. Why don't you do it the other way? And Jesus is like, he's like, I will do anything.
He's going to turn the spilled wine into a puddle. I see.
Here's the thing. It turns into an oasis.
Oh.
And he's like, and then.
So he also has to make it grow.
He's going
to
make it grow. Okay. He makes it grow and it becomes this big oasis. And then there's like these villagers and they're like, we want fish. And Jesus is like, he's like, I don't know what to do. And Judas is like, well, Jesus, this is a little bit sacrilegious right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Because Jesus is like, I just want to give them these fish. But then Judas, he's like.
Teach them to fish.
He's like, hold on, they're in the desert.
Learning to fish when you live in the desert doesn't help you.
Well, the oasis. The oasis is there.
Also, so then, Jesus famously duplicates fish.
Yeah, he makes many fishes
God
and
magic.
Many loaves.
Yeah.
So, okay, wait. That has nothing to do with teaching anyone to fish.
No. So don't worry about this. So he's like, I'm going to catch a fish for these guys.
Yes.
And then Judas is like, let me teach you how to fish. And then he teaches him so well. And it's that kind of thing where like the person's behind you and like holding the thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like ghost.
Yeah, like ghost. And then Jesus is like, that A, made me really horny, but B, really inspired me to teach these people to fish because that way they can feed themselves for a long time.
And then that inspired the fable.
Of
teach a man to fish.
Is that even a fable?
It's not a fable.
It's a sentence. It's a sentence.
It's a sentence. It's an aphorism.
It's a
story. It's an aphorism.
No.
It's not a story. You can tell like a story.
Of course you could.
And then Jesus, so he's like, you've seen through me this whole time, but I see through you too.
Yeah.
And you keep pushing others away with your bad attitude, but I can see it's just because you're afraid to be loved. And then Judas
played by Tom Hardy?
Yes. And then Judas is like, I can't let anybody else see me like this. You see me the way that nobody else does. So then he's like, I'm going to betray you by like
saying. No. Here's what it is. It's that Judas is like, he accepts this. He's like, yes, as a man, I think you are like beautiful and wonderful. And you've broken through to me.
Yeah.
And so then. You know, later he's like got this deal lined up where like he could turn in Jesus for, you know, the 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah.
And he goes to Jesus and he's like, so which is it? Are you man or are you God? And Jesus is like, sorry, I'm God. And Judas kisses him.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is how he indicates which one is Jesus. And they find him and they take him and he gets the silver.
Wait, is that really true? He kisses him.
Yeah, you didn't know that was a kissing? Yeah.
No.
That's it.
Shit.
That's what happened.
Guys, this is
shit
in the Bible.
And then, okay. This is the thing. Okay, right. So those people, they're like, we want you to pick out Jesus. Show us Jesus. And he's like, I won't do it. And then he starts walking away and they're like, hey, if you kiss him, then we'll know which one it is. But he doesn't hear because like the wind, like, kind of takes away their voices.
So he doesn't even know that he's revealing.
So we're even taking away the betrayal part?
Yeah.
I think.
Wow.
Well, it's like right as he kisses him, and then like he like kind of remembers he heard it, and he's like, "Oh fuck!" Like the wind kind of like comes back.
No, and then he just goes like, in for the whole kiss,
and then but he can't stop kissing him.
Of course not. It's so good.
Jesus and Judas.
I want to see the second half of that becoming after the kiss, and the Romans like start coming to get him. I want it to become like Jesus and Judas doing like Enemy of the State, just running around like Will Smith and Gene Hackman.
Sure.
Like trying to escape them and shit like that. Yeah. That would be a fun movie.
What if, okay, I'm sorry. That would be fun, but I just thought of a little twist. Okay, so Judas is still selfish and not very great, right?
Sure.
What if, okay, he does hear it. He does hear the, like, kiss the right? And he kisses him, and then Jesus is being taken away, and he was like, I'd rather have you once and then lose you than not have you.
Or if he was like, I forgave you already.
Jesus says that?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what happens.
Oh, he does?
He's already forgiven Judas before Judas even betrays him.
Oh, shit.
Because he's God.
And then Judas hangs himself.
And then Judas hangs himself.
He does.
But he writes it right before he dies. He writes a letter to Jesus and says, it's cool. We'll hang in heaven.
Jesus is like, yo, I'm not going to see you.
He's like, there's a guest list.
He's like, oh, my God. I've been like so busy since I died. God.
Do you think maybe they have like a Hades Persephone thing?
They can only spend some time together.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Okay, so that was my ship, Jesus and Judas. Thank you, Ryan, for
admiring.
Great ship.
Okay, you guys.
I've got a bro ship. So nice. A non-sexual bro ship. Mm-hmm. Are you guys familiar with the movie, the Rankin-Bass holiday classic, A Year Without a Santa Claus?
Yes.
No.
So, sorry, Kelly. In A Year Without a Santa Claus, Santa is gone. And the heat miser who controls hot temperatures has like moved into, or he's like everywhere or something.
Yeah.
There's something where it's not snowing.
Right.
Where snow miser can't make it snow because heat miser is just like all over it. And it takes like appealing to Mother Nature to get the heat miser and the snow miser to like.
Santa Claus goes on vacation.
He does go on vacation, but like, then what's up with the heat and the snow? I don't remember.
They're like all cousins or brothers or something.
Yeah. But I like their relationship. The relationship between Heat Miser and Snow Miser. With their like elemental creatures that are responsible for it being warm or being cold. And they do little songs and dances with little like hats and canes.
Yeah, no, their dances are...
So they're not like adversaries. They're just sort of two ends of a spectrum or two sides of a coin.
But they are a little bit adversaries. Like they're competitive.
Well, I think they are family.
They are. They're literal brothers.
Yeah, they're brothers. So I think they're grumpy at each other. Like they have brother issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't really both be happy at the same time.
Sure.
Right.
Because the snow miser wants snow and the heat miser wants heat.
Sure.
And he would only be happy if it's like 100 degrees.
Right. Whereas the snow miser wants it to be 10 below.
Crazy. It's crazy.
That's so cold.
That is really
cold.
Both
of them are wrong. Those temperatures are awful.
They are both wrong.
Is Year Without a Santa Claus the same one as where there's like the baby New Year guy?
Yeah, that like starts the movie, I think.
Well, okay. So Santa Claus has a cold. That's how it starts. And then he takes a holiday. He says, I'm not going to give any gifts.
He gets sick and
then it snows in Southtown, right? Southtown, USA?
Yes.
And so they go to the cold snow miser and they say, hey, make it snow in Southtown. And he says, I can't do that. That belongs to my brother, Heat Miser. They got to go see Heat Miser, who sings like an identical fucking song to cold snow miser. Is it cold or snow?
Snow miser, which snow miser. It should be cold miser, but
right.
I'm snow Mr. Snow. Oh, no, I'm Mr. White Christmas. Is what
yeah.
I'm Mr. White Christmas.
Why do I know this song?
I'm Mr. Snow.
Ba-da-da-da. I'm Mr. Icicle.
I'm Mr.
Ten Below.
Yeah. And hey, then Heat Miser sings the exact same song with different lyrics.
No, he sings Heat Miser.
I know, but it's the same song.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Green Christmas?
Maybe.
I'm Mr. 101.
Yeah.
Nice. I called that 101 shit.
Yeah. They call him Heat Miser because whatever he touch starts to melt in his clutch.
Anything.
And then what's really funny is he goes, I'm too much.
That's pretty funny. That's a very like fun, reflective statement.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
I'm too much.
I'm too much.
I am just the living end.
I can't handle
living end.
But they're both like that. So they would.
Oh, yeah, because Mother Nature is their mother.
Yes.
Yeah. So okay. You like them. Do you want them to be friends? Do you want them to spend more time together?
Do they get over this sort of, it's like a surface issue. Because they're very similar from,
yes.
Yeah, they're brothers.
And they've got a lot of the same responsibilities, just in opposite directions. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe they never get over their differences, but they can bond over the things that they share.
Yeah. I wish for their sake that they could just learn to respect the other's sort of like duties. But it seems like that's a bridge too far for them.
Well, it wouldn't be a problem if these elves weren't trying to get it to snow in Southtown.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like the Snow Miser and Heat Miser have a good system worked out.
Seriously, I think the real fucking villain of this situation is Santa Claus. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
yes, everyone needs a vacation, and I'm not one of these people that says Santa Claus works one day a year. Like, there's prep time involved. Like, a
logistics.
Shit ton of
but he could take, like, a couple weeks in the summer.
Yeah. Or pretty much a lot
but
of the year.
But he has a cold. Yeah. Have you ever had a really bad cold?
And then no, I was like, I want to go on vacation.
But just like subcontract it. Like you don't know. How long have you
That's
been doing this?
Doing
you
don't know the anyone.
No, the elves. He could just say elves do
this.
He should
just find another Santa Claus.
Yeah.
There's the Grinch. Train one. There's Tim Allen. There's Fred Claus.
Tim Allen
There's woke Tim
has
Allen.
Been compromised.
3, 5, 9.
We all know this.
3, 5, 9
He's
3, 7,
living
9.
In the crown of the Statue of Liberty under, what do you call that? House arrest of the Illuminati?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. You have a hot ship.
I couldn't decide which one to do. I have so many.
What?
I have so many. Okay,
You're fucking crazy.
That's insane. And not one of them is from Roswell, and I don't believe you.
Well, here's what happens. If you type the word hot into your search menu on Netflix, a show that I never heard of before today called Hot Date will pop up. And it's a sketch comedy show, and it's pretty fucking funny, actually. I watched like 8 episodes today.
I don't know about
today.
This. Tell me more.
It's kind of like, so it's kind of similar to...
By the way, this is just like a peek inside what kind of research we do.
If you type hot into Netflix.
Which, honestly, I would have expected like something saucy.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like what like a 12-year-old kid would do? Be like, ooh, I want to watch something hot.
Oh, yeah. You mean when you get the... family computer and the first thing you type is sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes. I wonder if this will fuck me up well into my 30s.
And it's all like biological sex.
Oh no, that wasn't my experience. No. Well, I guess it was biological, but not like graphs and shit. It was
non-biological sex.
All right, guys, let's
robo sex.
Oh,
so
Hot Day?
What's Hot Day?
So yeah, so it's like a sketch comedy show. It's fun. It has like sort of a vibe like the Netflix characters special, where each scene just sort of like LaRons into the next one.
Okay.
So the two main characters are, I think it's Emily and Murph, I think are their names. But they play like a couple that's just sort of like, you know, they're young and irresponsible and just sort of fun and weird and don't get along with the rest of the world, but they really gel. And then those two actors also play like 7 or 8 other characters per episode.
That are just like in each other's lives?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they'll all be at the same bar one episode.
Sure.
Or, you know, like stuff like that. And then you follow all these different characters.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I ship them like they're so if I could do a hard spoiler, in one episode, they get blackout drunk at a brunch and find an engagement ring in a dumpster.
Oh, no.
And he
proposes. Sounds good.
It's pretty funny. And well, she just starts screaming like
a dumpster.
They're hot messes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she just starts screaming like, oh, fuck you, you asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you. Yes. Yes. Fuck you. And I just thought it was the cutest like proposal scene I've seen in a long time.
That is very cute.
So I ship them. And then when we were at dinner and Patrick suggested Chili Friends.
Yeah.
What do you guys think that is? Stop right now. What do you think that is?
What
do you think that is?
Tweet at us. What do you think that is?
Knowing that we're talking about hot ships.
Chili Friends.
What are Chili Friends?
What do you think that is?
I have an example.
Okay. Yes.
It made me immediately think of the friendship between Homer Simpson and Johnny Cash, the spirit coyote, from that episode where Homer eats the insanity peppers. Because they were like Chili Friends.
Yeah. El Viaje Misterioso de Nuestro Homer.
See.
The name of that episode.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That is a mouthful.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. I love that talking coyote.
Oh, he's great. It's Johnny Cash, man. Yeah. It's cool.
No, Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Do we want
did
to take
100% Hotter come up on Netflix when you?
Oh my god, I started watching that? Ryan, that show is crazy. Also, like,
amazing.
There are parts of it where I'm like, they just don't want people to be like goth.
Yes,
most of the people are goth.
So, is that,
so it's like a reality makeover.
It's a reality
show?
Makeover show. You It's British. You start with a British person who looks a little different. They either like wear too much self tanner, or
have like
they're goth,
like 17 like
facial piercings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was gonna say clip in extensions that they never ever take out, and then it causes their hair to get lost.
Oh, that's also that happens. That's very sad. That happens. They go bald. Sometimes.
Oh,
so they refuse to take it out.
And the
rubs
first
on their
step,
scalp.
And this is where this show is tasteless. This
it's so mean.
The first step is they take a picture of these people and they show it to people on the street. And have those people rate them 1 to 10, and then do commentary of what they think about how the person looks. Like, do you think this person is hot? Do you think this person's? What do you think of this person?
So if they rate someone a 2,
the goal
is to get them to a 4.
Yep,
most of them get to like 8. Well, the thing that sucks is when people like get mad that they don't get a 10.
Yeah, but you're like you were walking around before,
probably. Yeah, but probably at least happy with your own identity.
That's the thing about that show.
Who
that
knows
kind of,
what's true?
Yeah. Also, I feel like a lot of people are fake to get on the show.
Sure. But like, I think they're all in such costumes that like, if you really were that proud of your costume, would you go on a show called 100% Hotter?
I wonder if they get an appearance fee.
But how much can you possibly be making?
Well, and people
get on Judge Judy for like, fake, and then they get money.
Yeah, and it's also true. Being on
if
TV
you're the kind of person
the,
who cares
that's
about
the goal. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know, man. If I there are things that I care about and I'm proud of, and I don't think that I would go on a show where a bunch of people whose opinions I don't respect are going to tear down the thing that I'm proud of.
So you think they're just like I want to start like toning it down.
I think they either do, or it's a performance in the first place, like that they just want to be on TV. Or it's a cover for some emotional problems. Because some of them have emotional problems.
Some of them have emotional problems. Mm. And some of them, like that one girl that like thinks she looks like a Barbie, has for sure emotional problems. I was really sad watching her.
It was really sad. And her voice was fake and stuff.
And she talked like this, like all the time. Like little, like a little, like Barbie.
So nothing
I think,
to,
I look, I think I look really pretty.
Here.
Oh, there's nothing to ship.
No, it's very sad.
I mean,
some of them, they look amazing afterwards. And then what sucks is when they show the pictures of them later and they went back.
You're like, come on, guys.
Colin, do you have a question from Twitter?
We do have a question from Twitter. It's also the first part of it, I think, is just suggestions for episodes, which we asked for a couple of weeks ago. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
This is from Sarah P. And she writes, Shibble Dips, long distance ships, road trips. Road ships, silly ships, most controversial, no TPs. So that's just some good episodes we might.
That's a controversial one.
I find it controversial.
Yeah, we are controversial about it. A rift in our group.
That wasn't the question.
Okay, what's the question?
Leave Hoggle out of it, Kelly.
What's the question? What's the question?
So the question from Sarah P is, so you dated a guy and you think he'd be a perfect collaborator for a coworker. What do you do?
What's the word collaborator mean in this context?
I picture it kind of like A Star Is Born. They
so
it becomes songwriting
not, collaborator. It's not a sex collaborator.
Well, no, you're dating and a collaborator.
That is what I'm asking too.
Yeah,
Patrick,
me too.
Really?
Actually, no,
collaborator
I'm
for
about
a coworker.
That's
like to collaborate sexually.
Yeah. So like
wait,
you're dating someone and you're like, oh, wait a minute. You would be perfect for this person I work with.
Oh.
Well, it's not clear because you're dating one person and working with another person. And are you saying that those two people should get together for work or for
date?
That's
the question.
Collaborating.
I think it might be for work. I think it's like, okay. I'm fucking this person. I think that the fucked person would be.
This feels very easy.
Yeah, like you just
don't
say,
just
hey,
no,
go
well,
work with
you
them.
Introduce them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make sure they like each other, and then you casually.
And not too much because you don't want competition. Kelly, just say you guys can only work together in the daylight hour.
Well, I think maybe
Kelly!
The.
I'm just kidding. I think
both scenarios are tricky though because you are already you don't want to like lose the work relationship you have with your coworker, and they might take them away.
Okay, but the word collaborator is weird, and maybe it's because I don't work in the arts, like, as my day job.
Sure.
So, like, I'm already picturing it as side gig situation. So, like, that would be, like, someone I am dating, I think, would make a really good podcast with someone I work with at my day job.
Right.
Okay, there's nothing for me to lose there.
Oh, here we go.
Except the person I like getting to do something that they're excited about.
Here's the question. I think I know what it is.
Okay.
You are dating someone that is a successful musician.
Great.
Now, you know that your coworker is a decent musician.
Okay.
And then you, like, try and set them up. But then you're worried, like, what if my coworker just shoots past me and, like, is, like, connect? Because when people make music together, right?
They do connect. Here's the thing.
They fall in love.
If you're that threatened,
you probably shouldn't date someone.
You probably shouldn't date someone. Okay. And also, I think it's much harder. I would much rather be in the position where my coworker is the one who is beta, to like, is less established than my partner. Because my partner I can be pretty honest with, and I can be like, and they can say, oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas the other way is like kind of slimy at your coworker.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're trying to lift up your boyfriend.
Yeah.
If your boyfriend is like a brilliant artist and you're like, oh, you know what? I want to hook you up with the animation department at the office.
Yes.
Like that, or the design team or whatever. That's like risque because now you're putting your neck out for this person you're fucking.
And also, how long have you been dating?
And like, if it doesn't work out and like it reflects on you. Whereas like, if you're dating, I don't know, Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And then you have this girl that you work with who can sing okay.
Oh.
I know, it could get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why would you do that to your coworker?
But you have
your coworker
like is a songwriter and you heard one of her songs, she's like, she's really good. I feel like it would be easier, again, because I think you can be much more honest with your partner than you can with your coworker.
Yeah.
Like you could, and your partner could say to you, I don't want to fucking do that. And you'd be like, cool, done.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever have to happen.
Well,
whereas if your coworker's never going to say to you, like, I don't want to waste my time.
Like, they'll always be like, oh, great, cool, send me an email. And then it kind of like,
oh, no.
Like, just hook us up, just send us both an email, CC me on email to them.
Yeah, what, you BCC yourself.
BCC yourself? Is that office for fuck off? Oh, holy shit, that's
just like
brutal.
Go ahead and put yourself on BCC.
Oh my god.
Give us both a calendar invite.
Yeah.
I'll be tentative.
But you RSVP, no.
That's a lot of rules. I don't want to do any of those.
Yeah, it is a lot of rules.
Is collaborator like too intimate?
It seems like an intimate project.
But
yeah,
it seems like a from the heart project too.
Yeah.
Yes, but like if you're going to be with an artist, you have to be open to the idea that they're going to have that kind of intimacy with other people.
Yeah.
And yeah, you might not want to. I guess I think it would depend on the artistic project maybe too.
Okay, what is a capital N no?
Porno.
Cool.
No, that's so wrong. Because if you're dating someone who's on-camera talent for porn...
That's a good point.
That's out of the bag.
How about, like, relationship podcasts?
I think you have to have the conversation about whether or not you could fucking air your dirty laundry on your show.
Right, but, like, I don't know that I want... Because I don't know that I want my partner and my coworker. Because coworker, that is such a... Let's keep it clean. Like, sure. I don't want you knowing my business. Like, even...
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know that I want you to be having intimate public conversations with my partner. No? Is that weird? Maybe it's just I don't want anyone at work to know me.
Yeah, that could be it.
Hey, guys!
Two relationships!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.